All right, welcome to the Kraz members. Adam plugging in here on Thursday night, the 1st of September 2022. Can you believe it? The 1st of September for the Night Watch podcast with Adam. Hope you guys are doing fine out there, wherever you may be, in extremely bizarre times, to say the least. Just going to plug in here tonight to go over whatever the hell is in front of me. I don't care. Lots of information coming through all over the place. Haven't really had too much time today to have a look, but I've saved some articles anyway, and I had a bunch from the other night, and I'll get through what I can. Don't know if I can be on with Johnny in the morning. I've had some things pop up, and so I'll try to smooth that over with Johnny again, and we'll put in another date for our podcast show, but I definitely can't do it in the morning. Which was supposed to be Friday, but Johnny will be back. We're going to be talking about Daniel Andrews and the situation in Victoria, but we will reschedule that. Everything's up on the website, of course, krazfiles.com. As always, thanks to the members. It's great to have this space and come in here and have a chat when I want to. And I hope you guys are enjoying the podcast, and it's great to see you active on the website, so keep commenting away. Get into the members area for a chat as well. There's a chat room in there. Just log in as a guest user. If you need to contact me, do that anytime through the website. I run this all by myself, so contact me anytime, or send me any links or anything you might want up. And as I said, there's lots online and coming through the email, and lots on Telegram and all around the place anyway, isn't there? Always lots to discuss anyway. I feel like, people don't really want to talk about this stuff. Everyone's living in a daydream, man. They just want to pretend, as I said the other night, that COVID's gone away and their lives are normal now and everything's back to normal, and they just don't want to go there. That's cool. But we move forward, and I move forward, and we keep breaking down the matrix system around us. I'll see if Jason's on tomorrow as well. He's always got lots of things going on, so always got lots to cover as well. And again, thanks a million times for your support, you guys. Just shouting me a cup of coffee here a month just helps me really to continue and keep the website up and running. It just really does make a difference, and I'm glad that I did it. Although some lost a few members lately just for little things and stuff, and but a couple of more plugging in. So it's one of those things, like a seesaw. Be good to get more members in. So, but I know a lot of people going through the website each day, which is great too. And I need to get some more articles up there. Indeed, but hope you guys are keeping busy and you're okay out there. And what can we do really? But just keep aware and alert of the system around us. Just keep alert and aware. Look after yourselves and your loved ones. If you're doing okay and you're working and you've got some money coming in and things are stable, that's okay, as long as you stayed the hell away from those clot shots. we just continue to say no, thank you very much. Or not even that, just no, we do not contract. No. Not going to happen. We're not getting that shit. No way. And there's no deal that the devil can possibly do with us that we will consent to this. It's just never going to happen. Are you insane, man? I mean, absolutely crazy. I just sent myself an email because I actually forgot to mention this the other night on the podcast when we were talking about this despicable display from the Queensland Department of Education, and I guess the government are involved with this, where they're docking the pay of the teachers. Disgusting, criminal, pathetic behaviour. I mean, why would parents want to send their kids to these public schools when the education department are doing this to teachers? Because they don't want to have these potentially lethal jabs shoved into their bodies and kill them like a cockroach. It's incredible. And one of the articles that I had saved on the back of that that we were talking about the other night, and of course this is all this all comes from the grubby Australian mainstream media scum, shills and filth, scum, dirtbags, just the filthy dirtbags of the world, the scum of this earth. This is from the Brisbane Times, another shit paper. This one was incredible. A long time coming, unvaxxed Queensland teachers to have pay docked. Queensland teachers facing a pay cut for refusing to get vaccinated against COVID-19. When they're not being vaccinated, you've been given a fucking weapon, a military weapon, into your body that could, it probably will eventually kill you, or just outright kill you immediately, or just poison you little by little like a rat as you die away. So you're not being vaccinated. That's ridiculous. That's nonsense. You're being murdered. Your children, our communities, elderly people are being murdered. You're being killed in broad daylight by these jabs. They're pricking you in the arm. They're killing people like rats. And they're cutting their pay for refusing to be killed like a rat. And the COVID-19 isn't anything. It's not real. It doesn't exist. It's make-believe. It's fantasy world. It's fucking cartoon land. Are dealing with the consequences of that choice, according to Federal Aged Care Minister Anika Wells. Have you seen this disgusting dragon with lipstick on? Remember when I kept talking about the dragons or the, I don't know, the any kind of reptile, I guess, you can conjure up. We've got a lot of reptiles in Australia, don't we? Sometimes I see them out there basking on the rocks in the day. And they kind of, some of them stand up, the frilly ones, and they'll run away on two legs. All you got to do is just think of, you know, an iguana or even a snake. You know, you can conjure up a kind of a snake or any kind of reptile you want. And all you got to do is just slap some red lipstick on it and you've got this fucking bitch. You know, these women have lost their minds. It's even more scarier what we're going into now with these control freaks. Absolutely crazy. This is really, really disgusting behavior, not just from the education department, as they call themselves, but this is coming from a federal aged care minister, Anika Wells. She's weighed in. She's felt the need to stick her big ugly nose in this terrible, disgusting discrimination that's going on to dock the pay of unvaccinated school staff across Queensland, and as they continue to put their boots on their heads and ruin their lives. So she's the federal aged care minister, and it's got nothing to do with her, but she's decided to stick her nose into it. This dragon with lipstick on. You can see the dead eyes in these people. There's nothing there anymore. You know, I don't know who they are, and I don't give a fucking shit, but they look either... I don't even know if they're probably brainwashed, but they're dead. They're absolutely dead. I look at this woman's face, and it's just a dead vessel, an empty vessel. And so she's come in and said that this is a long time coming for them. Rubbing salt into the wound, eh? So the department is obviously suggesting to dock their pay. And she says that it should come as no surprise, really, for these people. The school staff were given ample opportunity to follow the direction, the lawful direction, as she says. So you're telling me, you stupid skank, that this whole COVID-19 process and what people have been put through is lawful? That's what you're saying, is it? It's lawful. Right. Okay. All right, so all the lockdowns and everything and the destruction of people's businesses and lives and everything that we've been through in the last 2 years is lawful. All right. She says it's a lawful direction to basically force you into a corner and poison you off like a rat. You can see how delusional and arrogant and ignorant and stubborn and pig-headed the monstrous egos on these disgusting cretins makes me just sick. Or they were also given the opportunity to provide evidence as to why they should be exempt from the direction since the vaccination requirements were announced. In November 21, the department said in a statement on Wednesday, the penalty imposed is specific to individual circumstances, but equates to a cut of between $25 and $90 a week over 18 weeks. This is not an uncommon penalty result from a disciplinary process, the statement said. Wells said staff involved knew the consequences of their decisions and teachers deserved a safe workplace. What does she mean by that? Because people who are getting these clot shots in their bodies, that is certainly not a safe workplace for me whatsoever, you stupid bitch. Because we don't know what is going on with these people. How those who didn't get the clot shots are being affected around these people. But if these people are just going to cark over and die in front of our kids. You know what I mean? I mean, these teachers who have had these injections, we don't... I mean, it's like being on a plane with a pilot who's double jabbed and wearing a mask. I'm not getting on that plane. What if one of these teachers has a... aneurysm or a seizure or a stroke or something in front of the kids? And have you seen all those videos of these people just dropping like flies? What if that happens? But this New World Order ass-licking devil worshipper, and this is just incredible. Can you believe that these non-human entities, these cold, freezing cold snakes... This one is a federal aged care minister. Unbelievable, you know. And I just think to myself that this rotten egomaniac is going to be elderly one day too, you know. I hope I get that chance when she is to kick her in the stomach. I mean, these people, I guess they get paid so much money for their careers and their lives, they just don't care about anyone anymore. But you can't believe that a parasitic entity like this is in charge of aged care in Queensland. That's really frightening. It just shows you how cold these people are, and that this person is a minister of aged care. I mean, people's loved ones are going into aged care under this maniac. I mean, that's just shows you how bad the system here is. You know, it really is crazy, isn't it? Anyway, yeah, that was just the article. And another fruitcake, Grace. We were talking about this one. Queensland Education Minister, Grace. And what do you think, ladies out there listening? It's all women, isn't it? It's all women doing this. They're all women, and they're all just, they're worse than the men are. It's really scary. It's just crazy what's going on here. What is it about women that they can be controlled and be so cold-hearted and cruel in this way, you know? I mean, you know, human beings can, I know. But everybody always seems to say that it's a male-driven world, you know, that it's, you know, we're in so much trouble. But, I mean, look at this. Have a look at them. Absolutely, you know, sick. The consequences of not doing what you're told. So they talk about how they're going to have to work through this, you know, small percentage of teachers who just refuse to get the jabs. Queensland Education Minister Grace said disciplinary action was always on the cards for the unvaccinated workers. So they're telling you here that they always had this on their agenda. And why didn't they tell people this, the teachers this, when they let them go back to work? Like, this is the thing that people just aren't seeing. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, if this punishment of teachers was always on the cards for the unvaccinated teachers, then why didn't they tell them that this is what we're going to allow you to go back to your roles but we're going to do this to you. Why did they allow them to go back to their roles and their positions, thinking that everything was normal again, and then come over the top with this, knowing full well that they already had it in planned in the pipeline? So there you go, eh? It just shows you how vindictive and cruel these people are, and that they planned it all, and that they're doing it on purpose to punish people. They're letting them go back, as I said the other night, letting them give them a little bit of a run on the leash, and then pull them back in, chokehold, you know? It's psychological warfare against the public. I mean, these people are the scum of the earth, and they're so incredibly cruel and vindictive and cold-hearted and black. They've got black hearts. They're just so, so filthy. And it astonishes me that the Australian people are allowing them to stay in this position, and we're not having a civil war in this country, like a massive revolution. Sad, isn't it? How much will the Australian people take of these filthy, disgusting, traitorous criminals? How long will we allow this to go on before we just stand up and stop it? Anyway, disgusting, isn't it? Really sickening what's happening in the state of Queensland, and just terrible abuse. This article from the week, and just from yesterday, has been making the rounds all over our channels, and people sharing it. Just waiting for that to load. Yeah, this incredible article, well, not incredible for me and the listeners, but this more Australian mainstream media filth beyond belief, isn't it? A lot of people are getting very upset about this, but I've been talking about it for years, and I've definitely been talking about it on the last few podcasts, that you're wasting your time going through the federal courts. Anyway, this article's popped up. This one's from news.com.au. It's making the rounds. A lot of big alternative media and here in Australia on their channels and Telegram channels are saying they're just absolutely disgusted. They can't believe they're seeing this. But, you know, as I said, I'm battle-hardened, and I'm like, yeah, I already know this. Anyway, the header of this is entitled, and this is by Rohan Smith, another prostitute for these devilish papers. Australian anti-vaxxers who sued state and federal governments forced to pay $214,000 in legal costs. So a 19-year-old who claimed a vaccine injury and was slugged with an eye-watering legal bill when her court challenge failed has hit back. Keep in mind that these gullible people out there in Australia, and young people who went out and got a couple of these Pfizer jabs and now have had their health and their lives ruined, the Australian mainstream media are labelling them anti-vaxxers. Can anybody explain to me how you are an anti-vaxxer if you actually went and got the vaccines? But how many years have I been talking about this? That these media people and these personalities and governments and everything they push and force people into a corner so they go and get the jabs, and if you get an injury and you speak up about it or try to get any help, they turn around and they attack you and call you an anti-vaxxer, even though you got the jabs. So a group of Australians against, where are we here? A group of Australians against forced vaccination who tried to sue state and federal governments, not a chance in the world, citing fears over a new world order, have been slugged with $214,000 plus in legal costs after the case was thrown out of court. This is, the Kerry Chance, was it? The mental patient, and also Brad Hazzard, who's a child killer. This is the so-called health minister of New South Wales, this belligerent fuckwit. He came out, didn't he? How many times do we hear that, where he openly stated the New World Order, Brad Hazzard, the New World Order? Do I have that, folks? You've heard it, right? You've heard Brad Hazzard say the New World Order. Oh, let me see if it's on. Don't know if it's still up. Definitely. Well, I'll see if I can dig that up. But I definitely played it on the podcast. Didn't I? Oh, there it is. Just let me, I got to do this a hard way, folks, so I apologize for my, I can't play it for you. I can't play these things for you over the computer. It's just one of those frustrating things, so I'm just going to send it to myself now. Okay, so a group of Australians against forced vaccination who tried to sue the state and federal government, citing fears over a new world order, and have been slugged with over $214,000 in legal costs. And the case was, of course, thrown out by the pedo courts. I've been talking about this, but we were talking about Brad Hazzard just then about the new world order, so I've got the clip here.
Today is the first full day of the new world order. Outdoor gatherings are limited to 2 people. Exercise is allowed, but no further than a 10-kilometre radius from your home. Browsing in shops is not permitted. Only 1 person per household may leave to do essential shopping. And from tomorrow, funerals are limited to 10 people.
This is a world pandemic. It's a 1-in-100-year event. So you can expect that we will have transmission from time to time, and that's just the way it is. We've got to accept that this is the new world order. We've got to accept that this is the new world order. This is the new world order. This is the new world order.
Today is the first full day of the new world order. The new world order.
There you go, folks. That was on Australian TV, and I've got it there, and I've played it before, and we've shared it around. That was Health Minister Brad Hazzard basically openly telling you there's a new world order, and that's COVID-19, the PSYOP. And so there he is, but it's in plain view, in plain sight, this child killer is telling you, but the pedo New World Order judges will throw it out because, as I said, this is a company. Anyway, moving on, 9 applicants took the fight to the federal court. There is no fight. Of Australia in October last year, claiming that lockdowns and vaccine mandates were being implemented or undertaken in the context of a new world order and constituted a breach of the Nuremberg Code. Bullshit. The new world order references the Nuremberg Code is bullshit. It's a psyop to make you think that you have any kind of, you know, you have some kind of law, like, you know, there that's going to protect you ultimately. I don't think so. It's bullshit. The New World Order references a conspiracy theory popularized by the far-right QAnon, which asserts that a secret totalitarian world government is emerging. Well, we know that. In their statement of claim, the group demanded then Prime Minister Scott Morrison, together with each of the premiers and chief ministers of the states and territories of Australia, meet at the entrance to the embassy of the Republic of Poland in Canberra and deliver an apology. Not going to happen. Sienna Knowles, a 19-year-old equestrian competitor from New South Wales Central Coast, was named as one of the applicants. The teen, who was hospitalised with blood clots in her chest as a result of what she claimed was a vaccine injury, sent a message to followers on Instagram on Wednesday calling the story fake news. "I don't owe anyone anything, not even an explanation," she wrote, "especially anyone money." She said that she is far from an anti-vaxxer. "I'm fully immunized," she said. "I'm not even against it. If you want 10, by all means get 10. But don't force me to. Where there's risk, there should be a choice. It's the greatest peer pressure movement we've ever seen. We all still end up with the bug anyways. Well, there's no bug. There's no COVID-19. These poor young people are very naive and a very beautiful, attractive girl. I don't know if you've seen the article. In hospital, vaccine injured in a mask, with clots in her chest, but she's an anti-vaxxer. So apparently, according to the Australian government and Brad Hazzard and the Australian media, if you go and get a couple of clot shots in your arm and you do what you're told and you die or you get put in hospital with full of blood clots, you're an anti-vaxxer. So court documents show the group behind the legal claim wanted an apology that included language to the effect that Prime Minister or pedo protector and pedo himself, Scott Morrison, on behalf of himself and the premiers and chief ministers, you're not going to get an apology from Brad Hazzard, are you kidding? Give me a break. This guy needs to be hung by the public up in the town centre, you know. This is ridiculous. These people want an apology. You know what I mean? Isn't this fucking ridiculous? I mean, oh my goodness me. It's like your whole family being murdered by a serial killer and you want to track that serial killer down and demand an apology off him. Dear serial killer, I want your apology. Please apologize for slaughtering my family. It's like a rapist taking your young daughter in a park and raping them in the bush, slashing their throat. You know, dear rapist who killed my young daughter, please apologize to me. I mean, this is fucking ridiculous. These people are murderers. They're hateful, disgusting liars. They're cheats. They're thieves. They're criminals. They're murderers. These chief ministers are murderers. Why would you want or think in any way, shape or form in this reality that you're going to get an apology from these child killers, these satanic beasts? What is wrong with people? They go and they get these bloody clot shots in their arms, their lives get ruined, and then they want apologies? I mean, fuck, this shows you how uneducated these people are. Of course we're under totalitarian rule. Of course there's no law. Of course the so-called Australian government is falling into a state of lawlessness and we're under a totalitarian rule. Didn't you know that? There's no laws. The only laws that they say are their laws and they're fake and you're not going to get any justice. It's time for people to wake up and understand this. There are no laws. This is the Wild West now in my book. I don't see these people as prime ministers and politicians and premiers and judges or anything. Nothing. They're just fucking criminals to me. I don't see them and as long as this goes on, I won't change my mind. And then the thing is, you've got to build a case and you've got to get lawyers and you've got to, the amount of money that gets wasted. I think, God, I love that money for what I'm doing here. Yeah, you know, and then they've got to go into these courtrooms, into these chambers with these justice judges up there with their gowns on. You've got to grovel to them and get warm water out and wash their feet. It's like fucking bullshit. You've got to suck up to them, you know. Justice Deborah Mortimer struck out the case against the Commonwealth, Victoria, New South Wales, Queensland, Northern Territory, WA and Tasmanian governments in July in an order on Monday awarded costs to each government. The allegations to not justify a trial, she said. The Commonwealth and Victorian governments received $50,000 in costs. New South Wales receives over $39,000. While Western Australia and Queensland and Northern Territory governments received $20,000 each, Tasmania $15,000. anti-vaxxers who sued every state government and territory except South Australia over lockdowns and vax mandates have been ordered by federal court to pay costs to all of them. Applicants include 19-year-old Sienna Knowles, who has blood clots from the Pfizer jabs, had their case thrown out in July. What the fucking hell? How much more do I need to do here? How do we get this message out to people? What did I say on the last podcast that these judges laugh at people who come in here with these kinds of cases? They laugh at you. And if you're injured, if you are full of blood clots and in hospital dying, they laugh even harder. If your kids died of these clot shots, they laugh even harder. The more people die from these jabs, the more these courts and these judges laugh their asses off. And if you think that you're going to go into these courts and get justice from these psychopathic criminals, you are living in a daydream. Mrs. Knoll said last year that she was consensually double jabbed, resulting in her hospitalization. So she was basically, she didn't consent to the double vaccinations, but you did, Mrs. Knowles, you did, because they can't force you. So in some way, shape or form, whatever it is in your life, you did consent to those vaccines. If this was because of your work or schooling or anything to do where people pressured you to get those jabs, you consented. This is why these people have lost it. They do no research, and they're little white lambs, nice and plump. You just want to go and cuddle them. They're just so cute, but they're just ready to be gobbled up by the monster. You know, these, because they're just so naive and so young and so stupid, and they just haven't done their research. You can't go, if, here's the thing, if these people out there in this country are getting the COVID shots, they're getting one and two shots of Pfizer because they're being pressured at their school, or they're being pressured at their work, or, you know, that you can't continue to work here unless you do it, or they're being pressured by their family, or they're being pressured by their friends, or they're being pressured by their communities, whoever the hell's pressuring them. And then through that pressure, they decide to go down to one of those places and get those jabs in their arms. You cannot take that into a court in this country and say that you were forced to. You were not forced. You were not forced. You were manipulated into getting those jabs, and that is your fucking fault. Okay? And now you've got to deal with that situation and what you did. I'm sorry, man. And you know what? I'm sorry, but, that's life. It's life, man. And that's why these judges are throwing it out. See, this was all set up. This was all set up. The judges knew exactly what line to play here. They never forced you. They coerced you. They bullied you. They intimidated you. They threatened you. They pushed you into a corner. They threatened your life. They threatened your jobs. You know, they threaten your whole way of life, but they didn't actually hold you down and physically force you to get those jabs. That is assault, and they know they can't do that. You did it to yourself, so you have no hope. You have no hope on God's green earth of going into the Australian court system, right, saying that you didn't consent to these double jabs, resulting in your hospitalization and terrible adverse effects and blood clots all through your body. Now you've lost your job, and now you've lost all your opportunities, and you have nothing to live for. You did it to yourself because you weren't strong enough to understand that the system around you wants to attack and eat your stomach. That we are living in a world of hungry, bloodthirsty wolves. And if you don't have your wits about you and you don't understand how you need to survive, you're going to get eaten, just like in nature. These people just don't understand what Shannon was saying on the podcast the other day. These kids, they live at home later now, and mum and dad do everything for them, you know, and they get put through the best schools, they get given so much money, they get given all the best opportunities. You want to learn to drive a car? Well, mum and dad are just going to give you their very expensive car, and you can have that. They're not learning what Shannon was saying on the podcast, that they're not learning these life skills and how to survive, how to fly through out of the nest. Those valuable life skills that they need, they're not learning that. And now you have a system where for all these young people, the technology is doing all the thinking for them. And they just rely on technology to deliver everything to them on a silver platter without doing any work for it. We're fucking in the trenches here doing the hard yards, sweating and working and shoveling shit every fucking single day. You know, every single day, hours upon hours, months, years, I'm up here doing this and learning and talking to you guys and doing this. I wish that I could be just enjoying my life somewhere, living on some tropical island, eating fucking coconuts and spearfishing and just lying on the beach drinking cold beers all day. No, we're in here, in the trenches, fighting, you know, because that's the human spirit. These young kids have no fight in their bellies anymore. Everything's been fucking done for this Gen Z and Gen X and all this Y and whatever the fuck it is. Everything's been done for them. They're being given everything on a silver platter, and they expect everything because technology now is so fast and most of it's so free, and they can get whatever they want right now delivered, you know. But they're their fighting spirit just isn't there, and they're falling into this trap. And then when they've fallen into the meat trap, or the you know, they've got half their leg snapped off from a bear trap, and the, you know, the they think that they can go back into that very system to get some kind of explanation or justice. You know what I mean? This is what I've been trying to say on the shows. You just got eaten alive by this beast system, and then you think that you can go back into that beast system, back into those dark corridors, and you think that you can work out a deal with it. It's just gonna go after you again. This is the thing, man. We have to now survive. And the best way that we can survive is to expose them, because that's what they don't like. And expose them and expose them and expose them. That's why they hate our groups. That's why they hate alternative media. That's why they hate us getting information out and talking. That's why they're trying to censor and stop it and trying to turn it all into hate speech. But they love you going back into the belly of the beast, straight through the gob, straight through those fangs, straight into the mouth, boom, chomp again. So, you know, unfortunately, she's basically saying to the mainstream media that her life's being ruined because of the injury she suffered from the Pfizer vaccine. It's not a vaccine. It's a weapon, a militarized weapon, a military hardware. The teen shared her experiences in a series of viral social media posts last year, writing that she never wanted the COVID-19 vaccine, as she was scared of side effects, but ultimately got it to keep her job. What have I been saying? Here she is, very beautiful, beautiful eyes, enjoying her life as a young woman, and then the next one, dead in bed. I don't know where to begin, she says. On Thursday the 21st at 10 a.m, I had my second shot. That night I woke up so sick and vomiting with fever and wet in sweat. Heart palpitations, headaches, sore muscles and joints like hell. Blurry vision. I was in so much pain at this point and I was crying. I knew something was seriously wrong. I'm the first person to dust it off and never cry. The next morning I went to the doctors, who then sent me to the emergency hospital. I have been in the respiratory ward with pulmonary embolism. Three and five arteries from my heart to my lungs completely blocked. It's equivalent to having broken ribs, so painful and hard to breathe. As part of my treatment, my recovery, I am now medicated and never have been in my life as a result of these, and I have internal bleeding and nosebleeds as one of the side effects of my medications, along with a line of other things I choose to keep private. I had no medical issues, underlying conditions, not medicated for anything, completely healthy, and I've never been sick. Crazy to think, to the left pick I was turfing with my family riding horses. The next pick is me just after my vaccination. So these are the pictures. I now have numerous doctors and specialists for a minimum of 6 to 12 months. This is my new normal. I have also been informed to never ride horses, motorbikes and train. Everything I am, I drive my car and go to work. I never wanted this jab and held off for as long as I could. I got it to keep my job. If you know me personally, you know how hesitant and scared I was of getting the jab. Thank you, everyone, for love and support. It's really interesting, isn't it? We've been talking about these severe injuries of people who really were paranoid about getting it, and they did, and they copped a bad injury, but all these zombies who want it, they're completely fine. It's just typical, isn't it? You know, like, it's crazy when you bring this into it. I don't think that's something it's definitely something I would like to talk about more. We talked about the police officer, the lady, didn't we, on podcasts in Perth in Western Australia, that she was so paranoid about getting those jabs and didn't want them. But to keep her job, they told her she had to, and she fell into the trap and she got the jabs. And then she got these kinds of conditions and got put into hospital and had the heart problems and everything, you know. But there's so many people who just didn't even care about it. They just went and got them. They didn't even worry. It was like a walk in the park for them. They just didn't even, they weren't paranoid at all. I've got a neighbor who's waiting for his fourth. Where, you know, but people are going down. People are starting to go down, but isn't it funny how these people who don't want it, who don't want it, who really don't want it, who are really scared and paranoid, who obviously have these feelings and gut feelings and intuition where their body's telling them, do not get this jab, which is like almost reading into the future. It's like your, you know, our guardian angel, your higher dimensional self, your intuition, your gut feeling is telling you, don't get on that plane, it's going to crash, don't get on that train, get on that bus, it's going to be an accident. And they get on there and boom. This is the same thing, isn't it? This is the same thing. So, you know, I mean, this is a beautiful young girl, a beautiful young girl. Who obviously was very worried about this. And she was having these very strong feelings of not wanting to get those jabs. and definitely not wanting to get them, but she was coerced and bullied and intimidated. And it's a very much a shame. I wish I could help all of them. I wish I could be there for all of them and just give them some information and some guidance. I wish that I could get this out to more people, you know. I wish that I could, I wish that I could help these young people and just to guide them away from danger that's calling them in, trying to put out this false reality, this illusion that it's actually a safe haven, you know, when it's not. You know, the devil is luring you in using every trick in the book, you know. But this girl obviously had this strong feelings of not wanting to get that jab, as I said, you know. That feelings you might get, that bad stomach, or that feelings if you're about to get on a plane and there's going to be an accident or something, and you know, your intuition, your guardian angel, that part of you, that other part of you is telling you, don't get on that plane, don't get on that plane, you know. This has happened to many, many people, and they haven't got on that plane or that craft or whatever, and there's been an accident and people have died. Isn't this interesting? And she did. She got the jabs and she was injured, and now her life is very, very terribly different. It's interesting in The Matrix when Morpheus asks Neo, do you believe in fate? And he says no. And he says, why not? And he says, because I don't like that feeling that I'm not in control of my own life. It's like you know, you want to be in control of your life. You don't want your life to be like a runaway bus. You know what I mean? It is really weird. Because if you think of these people, something, a part of them is telling them not to do something, and they're doing it, and they're copping a hammer blow. That means that there is a part of the human body, mind, spirit that is pre-warning you not to do something. It is telling you not to do something because you could be injured or die. But that hasn't happened yet. This is just the incredible part of humans that's being wiped away as we go into transhumanism. That we are actually psychic. We actually know things before they've even happened. This is amazing stuff, isn't it? People are having very strong feelings. I don't want this. I don't want this. I'm worried. I don't feel good about this. I'm feeling very bad feelings about this. They're being bullied into it. They're being coerced into it because, unfortunately, these people don't have anyone around them who are educated and can understand the situation and help them steer them away, to help them steer them away into safer, clearer, and better waters for now. And then we work out what we're going to do from there, and we just keep navigating around this system. We don't fall into it. And unfortunately, these poor young people have their whole lives ahead of them because they don't have parents or anyone around them that can help them. They're all getting the jabs as well. It's a zombie apocalypse. And these people, as I said, because as I was saying before, because you've got, and I know a lot of them, these people who just wanted them. What did I say on podcast? I actually had a close friend that I grew up with that I did care about. I don't speak to anymore. I I was trying to get, he wouldn't answer me on the phone. I was texting him on the day that he was going out to Homebush here in Sydney to get the jabs. I was pleading with him, don't get it, don't get it, don't get it. Let's meet for a drink. Let's meet for a beer. Let's talk about it. Just hear my side. And he went and got it. And then he mocked me. Then he mocked me. A person that I spent so much of my life with. You know? But then you have these young people who are worried. Now, what if I were to translate this lady into my friend who didn't give a shit and mocked me? If I were to put her in his body, you know, and I were to ring and say, look, let's meet. Let's have a couple of drinks, have something to eat, and just hear my side. Let's find a better way here, and let me tell you some things. You know, let's just hold back for a little bit. Let's just bide our time. Let's just not jump into this. You're being intimidated. You're being bullied, and you're being coerced. And this is propaganda, and it's fear mongering. Let's assess the situation, and let's go through this together. Let's find another way, and let's wait a little bit, and let's see how you feel then. That would be great if I knew people like that, but a lot of them didn't give a shit. They don't want to talk to you, they don't care, they're getting the jabs, and you're an idiot. You know? And I just wish I could, I wish I could be in these young people's lives and just be there for them and at least offer a helping hand, but all I can do is this. And I know there's many thousands going on the website today. All I can hope is many people see these kinds of posts and information going around. You know, we know people, especially young people, live on their phones, and we know that they're going to come across certain websites. Let's just hope that they're ours. And that they could just read a few lines and change their mind a little bit and start thinking. I said this so many times on this podcast over the years, you know, the system will use and abuse you, and it will manipulate you to take a bite of that poison apple, you know, and then if you cop a bad injury like this, it's going to cast you out, and it's going to treat you even worse. It's going to be the worst abusive relationship that you've ever had. So the best thing, what is the first rule of Fight Club? Don't get the jabs. Don't get the jabs. Hold strong. Hold the line. Don't get them. That's the first rule of Fight Club. Don't get the jabs. Hold off. Then we just keep finding our way around. We have to regroup, we have to organize, we have to stay strong, we have to stay connected, interconnected with our groups and communities and websites and alternative media and everything we're doing here and our friends and community, and we have to keep reevaluating and find our strength, and we have to keep finding ways to move forward as we outmaneuver, outsmart this beast system as it comes for us. We have to keep doing it. This is the fight of our lives, folks. That's what I'm saying. You cannot lay down on your back, belly up in the sunshine, thinking that everything's over and that everything's okay, you know, whether you've had the jabs or you have not. This is a fight for survival. Hopefully on the other end of this, we have a better system. But right now, we are going into war, folks, and it's time to grow up and man up and prepare for this in every single way that you can. This is war. They're going after us. They want you fucking dead. I'm telling you. And these people, they're falling into this system, and then they're trying to get justice from it, and it's so sad to see. Anyway, this poor young girl says that her lungs are full of blood clots and her heart is under tremendous stress. My new normal is now having pulmonologist doctor and a cardiologist doctor and blood tests and full body scans and ultrasounds of my heart and lungs, so we can see here, boy, how sad is this, folks? Ultrasounds, body scans, EMF, radiation, chemo, attacks, unbelievable. Over a simple, and she says here, over a simple vaccination that she got, trying to do the right thing, but she never wanted to get it. she says that she was genuinely scared. Well, fear is a primal instinct, but it is quite obviously your body trying to tell you something, you know. It's just how you work out that fear, and unfortunately here, sad times. Yeah, and here you have a situation where you have a beautiful, healthy, vibrant young person who's been bullied and intimidated into getting these jabs, and now they've got blood clots all through their heart and lungs, and now they're getting full body scans and ultrasounds and all these drugs and everything like that, just to really, really finish off the poisoning and humiliating process here. The medical system is a beast. It's a murdering beast. And now she says, I want my body back. I want my body back. I want my body back. I wish I never got those jabs. There you go, eh? Of course, New South Wales Health are refusing to discuss these cases, but they're telling you to trust them. We continue to encourage everybody to get vaccinated, a spokesperson said for New South Wales Health. You know what I mean? And this is the system that people are trying to get justice out of. You know what I mean? What did I say on podcasts? It's like going down to some used car salesman lot and just trusting the used car salesman and buying a lemon, a piece of shit, and giving them all your last money. And then you drive out of the car lot and it starts to like putter and make noises and puff, pull, pull, and you get up the road and the car just dies and the wheels fall off sideways and the doors fall off and steam's coming out of the engine and the bonnet blows up, you know what I mean? And you just hear this big tss, you know, and then you get out of the car and everyone's watching and the car's just in this big pile of steam and there's just everything's falling to bits and there's boing, boing, and there's things flying everywhere, you know. And you're like, this is absolutely ridiculous. This guy told me it was a great car. And you make your way back to the car salesman and it's not there anymore. There's nothing there. It's all empty. It's like that. This is the system. This is the system. You're going to go into this lavish, beautiful, wonderful office, you know, to get a job or to do something or to take something or to buy something. And they're going to tell you every little trick in the book to get you to take your money. You know, and then you're going to buy into this system because you're going to believe into it. And then you're going to get so brutalized and so scammed. And you just can't believe that human beings could do this to someone, to you. You just can't believe that they could do it. And you go back to that office to get justice and there's just nothing there. Even the lights have been taken out of the fixtures. All the paint, all the pictures are off the wall. You go into an empty office, there's just nothing there. This is life and this is the lessons that young people need to learn. You know, and this is not fucking fear porn, it's fucking reality. And this is what we need to be learning, this is what we should know. These are the skills of life, and we need to be better for them, and well prepared, and be better people for this. But if you don't know these skills, you're going to get fucked in the ass. Very badly. And this is what's happening to these young people. And they're being brainwashed in schools, universities, by the media, by the government, by these so-called health authorities and these fucking so-called health New South Wales fucking disgusting criminals who are just fronts for the pharmaceutical corporations. And they're telling you to trust credible sources. Credible sources. Give me a break. The COVID-19 vaccines available in Australia are safe. Sorry that you have blood clots in your chest and you're vomiting blood everywhere and your life's ruined, but don't worry because we're telling you that they're safe and they're effective. Please access COVID-19 health advice and information from New South Wales Health. This is the same thing, isn't it? So a young person goes out, they get the Pfizer jabs based on what New South Wales public health officials told them, and they end up with a body full of blood clots and vomiting up and spitting up blood. Then they ring up the New South Wales Health Department and they get the recorded message. You know?
Please be advised that COVID-19 vaccines available in Australia are safe and very effective at reducing the risk of serious illness and death. Please access COVID-19 health advice and information from New South Wales Health and the Australian Government Departments.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Anyway, another applicant was described by lawyers as a truck driver from Queensland who submitted himself to vaccination in circumstances that amounted to coercion, another one, and without the giving of prior medical consent. Well, you did. Seraphine Nichols was also named. The WA resident was described as an employee of the Western Australian government who said she was impacted by measures in various ways, including by the termination of her employment. But they didn't force you. They didn't hold you down. If a police officer or someone held you down against your will and you had evidence of that, or someone filmed it and they jabbed you in the arm, that's assault and you will win that case. But you had the opportunity to go and get another job. It doesn't matter if you were forced out of your employment. It doesn't matter if you were intimidated and bullied by your employees. The courts won't care here. That's what I'm saying, folks. That's why they got us by the balls. Anyway, the final two applicants were Mikolai Lenman, a Tasmanian resident working as a health professional who was unable to carry on her business, and Alison Zirk, a former Northern Territory resident who fled the Northern Territory to escape Michael Gunner and his needles and his crazy eyes. And she escaped Northern Territory and was rendered homeless. I guess she became homeless there. And left. So unbelievable, isn't it, that people in Australia, if you're overseas and listening to me here, people in Australia are escaping territories like states to get away from psychopathic maniacs who are fleeing. They're fleeing their actual states to get away from these maniacs and ending up homeless, vaccinated probably, and discarded like garbage. The more beautiful these young girls are, the more beautiful they are and young, the more gratification this system gets from ruining their lives and possibly murdering them. And the more these judges get off on that. And that's what people just can't understand. People can't understand. Sad days, folks, I know. You know, but I want to let people know that we're in the fight of our lives, and this is now a game of survival. It's a game of survival. There's no use sitting around thinking that everything's going to be okay because I've had my jab and it's all going back to normal. We've got to push back here and survive. We've got to get as many people on board as possible to help us battle this. And if we lose this battle, if we go out, then we went out battling, just like ancestors did back in the past. You know, we went out fighting and we didn't have this shit put into our bodies, and we did not allow our genetic makeup to be compromised or changed. We did not allow ourselves to get injected with this devil juice. And we went out with fight in our hearts, and our blood work and our DNA and our souls intact, connected in, and that is important. We were better than the system, and we knew this attack was coming, and we followed it every track of the way, every single speck of the way. We followed it, and we knew, and we outsmarted it, and we're going to survive as best we can. And in the meantime, we stay positive, we stay true, and we protect ourselves and our loved ones, but we're ready for battle, because they want to kill you and your family. Don't mistake that. And if you're foolish enough to go and get these jabs, this is how you will be treated. This is how you will be treated, and that is just reality, and that is the game of life, and that's just fucking how things are. It's a tough game sometimes, and that's how things are. And you just got to wake up and get up and understand that this is happening and move on. And don't let it get to you. That's it. We know more every day. We know more. Every single day. And that was a big one, wasn't it? But that really got to me. And it got to a lot of us. And a lot of people are sharing that article. And it's important to put some, you know, to put a human face on this, because the media are so cold. And the way that the Australian mainstream media call these people anti-vaxxers when they kind of went out and got the jabs, you know, is incredible. They just label you an anti-vaxxer when you've got blood clots all through your body and having chest pains and heart problems and your life's ruined. When young teenagers and young people are having their lives ruined, their bodies destroyed. You know, bodies full of blood clots. Because they went and they took those jabs, and then the media who coerced and bullied them into getting those jabs turns around and calls them an anti-vaxxer. This is Rohan, Rohan Smith. He's got a Twitter account. He writes for these Murdoch newspapers, I'm guessing, as a so-called columnist on his laptop at home, and gets paid nice money, and he calls people anti-vaxxers who are... And not only are their lives ruined, and their health, and they'll probably die soon. But the courts are forcing them to pay the government hundreds of thousands of dollars. So if that is not the ultimate sucker punch in the stomach, if people can't see what we're dealing with here now, I don't know what to tell them. If anybody still thinks that you can get any justice from these courts, man, the only way, folks, is to expose them. Because I know they hate it, and we're a real thorn in their side. Every piece of information that we get out and expose about them, they hate it. Every time we have movements and protests and gatherings, the more that we get together as you know, in our communities, and we connect, they absolutely hate it. They hate being exposed. They absolutely hate it, but they love when you go into their system and try and fight them. Because it's like a little nerdy character trying to fight a big, strong bully at school behind the toilets. You know, and just going back every day for more. You know? But we can get them back piece by piece. We can tear them apart, and we can expose them through what we're doing here. All of us. In our day-to-day lives. Look at places like YouTube and Facebook and all these platforms. The massive amounts of restrictions and censorship going on there. See? But you go into their courts, they laugh at you, but boy, they hate. They hate that we're all discussing and sharing things, I tell you. They hate it. So, interesting times. Incredible. Just basic information that I could just spend hours breaking down. Anyway, I gotta go. Thanks so much for listening. Let us know what you think. If you have any thoughts or opinions or links or ideas, let us know. And we'll be back again. There's always podcasts, aren't there, eh? We always continue forward. There's always plenty to go up. So stay active on the website. And thanks so much for your support. Great being here. Being here with you guys. Stay safe and sane and aware and alert. And look after yourselves and your loved ones and your kids. And look after your health and your soul, your spirit, you know. Stay close to nature. Stay true, you know. Revert back to the old times, man. And use technology as good. Use it to your advantage. Keep yourself protected from technology as best you can. And outsmart this system. Stay two steps ahead all the time. Keep aware. And we'll chat again on the next one.